This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, playoff football. Lots of other games besides ours. So let's touch the table, get a little weekend preview. What are we calling this? So is this like disruptor edition?
No. This is called, let's take a step back. I know it's all Lions winning the Super Bowl in January and the day, but let's just play a little hypothetical game. Lions are the number one seed. They can win the Super Bowl because their offense. We talked about Ben Johnson. They're a highly prolific offense. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, another number one seed. They can win the Super Bowl because, you know what, they're the freaking Chiefs, and they're trying to go back for 3 in a row. They are. Yeah. That's why. But let's talk about all the teams that played last week and won and give a reason of why they could go on a run and win the Super Bowl.
So this is where all of the wildcard teams, we have to give reasons.
Yes.
That will then be misconstrued and misquoted by you and used in a receipt segment that somehow Kenny picked the Texans.
You know what? You can hold the stylus if you want. No. No receipts. It's okay. It's just thinking of the other teams. Because I know we're so focused on the Lions, but what do the other teams have that can lead them all the way to hoisting the Lombardi trophy in New Orleans? Let's have fun. Kenny, feel free to join us. Let's start with the Houston Texans.
Kenny?
I have...
David?
Okay.
Here's what I'll give.
Do you want me to be the Huckleberry?
CJ Stroud.
They got a defense that on its best day can be elite with a pair of edge rushers that just smoked one of the better tackle combinations in the league, and Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
Maybe if Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter go ham... And they just caused like 800 fumbles there.
See, Mike, this is supposed to be fun. There's no receipts.
Fun.
We are just having, like, why is everybody nervous? This is
because
not a pop quiz.
You are a note taker.
No.
Have the stylus out right now,
no.
Mike?
No. Here, Kenny. It's right here.
Yeah, put that thing down, all
right? It's right here. But Mike is right. It is the defense. Defense led the NFL in completion percentage allowed at 59% and second in interceptions in the regular season. They had 19. So, yeah, it is their defense would be the reason why the Texans can go all the way to win the Super Bowl.
I think the defense as well, but also David was about to say Stroud. I think I agree with that as well. If he looks like half of the NFL quarterback that we know he can be.
I don't agree with that, Kenny. I was just trying to come up with a reason because my real answer is no, there's nothing that they can do, but that's not part of the
Breathe. I want you to breathe.
You know what?
Let's just take some phone calls.
No, 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 no. I'll be able to be more creative with some of it.
I'll be better.
The Texans just threw me for a loop.
Well, it was the next one, the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, there's a myriad of reasons why they can do it. A, you have Lamar. You have a guy who's a multi-time MVP who's hyper-motivated, coming off the best regular season of his career, that he doesn't want to be viewed as Dexter Manley of playoff football. I can't read defenses. This is it for him. If he doesn't get it done now, he'll never get it done. They have Derrick Henry, who looks as strong and as fresh as ever. Yes, Rico, this is it. They either do this or I'm convinced it's never happening. Mm-hmm. So they have the playmakers. They have the offense. It's all there.
If they don't get it, do you consider maybe we just need to break this thing up?
Sort of.
Okay.
I mean, it's what are you breaking up? Lamar is there. Now, defensively, if you want to tell me they got to retool the secondary a little bit to be a better back there, maybe. But you put 300 yards rushing on David Steelers, that's what Super Bowl teams do.
Yeah, you spoke on my reasoning, and it's Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson, let's just say he's Iron Man, and Derrick Henry is Captain America. That's what they are for each other. But Derrick Henry would be my reason because it's just so difficult to tackle him. And when you get this late in the year, when you're dealing with injuries and you're dealing in the playing in the cold,
the weather.
It's tough to tackle a guy like that.
Yeah, because that's when you make a business decision. It's 20 degrees outside. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I believe between Lamar and Derrick Henry, the rushing attack, you can control TOP a little bit better. That's, Kenny, like David said, the Avengers.
Kenny, cash, how much money for you to stand there and let Derrick Henry run through you?
Life-changing money? Enough to cover all the medical bills and enough to change my life?
Now, let's say the medical bills are assumed.
Okay.
And I promise you won't die. It ain't going to be good. How much money? I'm talking you stand there.
We're talking
Derrick Henry is going to steamroll you.
15-yard head start.
15 yards?
30.
Jesus.
30-yard head start.
No, I say 50 because at 30, he may start to get tired. At 15, he's at peak speed.
22 miles an hour.
And
you're dressed like Bobby Boucher.
We're talking tens of millions.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes. I want to be paid like a player if I'm going to act like a player.
I mean, if you're going to take care of my medical bills, I was going to say like six figures.
Absolutely not.
Kenny wants the gross domestic product of some lousy nation.
All right, go ahead. The next one, the Los Angeles Rams.
Stafford, a physical running game, elite playmakers, and a defense that no one can name the players, but they're plucky, as Cookies likes to say. They've done a great job landing their mid-round picks. This Colby Young, a Jared Verse, Fisk. They're well-rounded.
How did they pull off that kind of getting the two teammates of Verse and Fisk?
Fisk and, yeah.
Because the dirty secret is the people who probably taught Brad Holmes a little something know a little something. And on any given day, Matthew Stafford can still be the best QB in football. So if he had a hot Joe Flacco 2011 run, doable.
Okay.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
See, this is fun.
This is fun, but when you threw the Texans out there, I mean, that was a...
They're playing this weekend.
That was tough.
I'm going to simply say...
That was the appetizer.
I'm going to simply say just one player on the defense, and it's going to be Jared Verse. If Jared Verse plays the way he just played in that wild card game, the Rams can go anywhere. He was outstanding, disrupting the run and... rushing the quarterback.
I think I saw him in the Minnesota huddles. Like, wait, no. Let's run this play instead.
Jared Verse is not a bad answer, but I think the fact that Matthew Stafford can do that and has done that before, he has this experience. He's been to this dance before. I think that is incredibly valuable.
Okay,
this is good.
All right, let's go with the Buffalo Bills.
Similar to the Ravens in that you have the unicorn. Josh Allen, you have an all-pro caliber running back. The defense scares me. I still wonder in a big moment, can the Bills defense get a big stop? But that offense is capable, as Lion fans learned. They didn't put 40 on anybody. And let's face it, they're battle-tested. I mean, they are one of the rare teams. Or Josh Allen, what is it? Josh Allen's like 4-0 against Mahomes in the regular season and 0-4 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But they know they can beat that team. There's something mentally, they know they could go to Arrowhead and do it.
Just make sure you leave less than 13 seconds on the clock.
Oh, that's right.
I still, that has to be the ultimate kick in the balls moment. Like, really? 13 seconds? Really?
My answer would be James Cook. Simple as that. I know Detroit Lions fans are in love with Jahmyr Gibbs, but you're missing out on what James Cook is doing this year if you're not seeing it. He is.
I think they saw it firsthand.
Well, fair. But yeah, it would be James Cook for me.
Okay. It's a combo platter for me of James Cook, and I'm a cowboy, yeehaw, Josh Allen doing cowboy things, and it actually paying off.
Okay. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Line of scrimmage. They have the offensive and defensive line to do it. They have a power running game that's pretty non-negotiable. They run for, 180, 185 yards a game. And they can control TOP, go hostile environment. Now, my problem with the Eagles, the loss of N'Kobe Dean. We've got to see how big of a loss that's going to be. I mean, he has become a star with them, and he's out for the year. My fear is their passing game. I need to see them get back to form here because they ain't coming here with being one-dimensional, beating the Lions. I don't see that. They have to get that passing game moving. But they have everything it takes.
So I'm going to base this off of who their opponent is this weekend on what I said about Jared Verse. I'm going to say the offensive line. Because Jalen Hurts, while he's struggling, he does hold the ball for a while. He's around the Sam Darnold area. And so what they did this past weekend against Sam Darnold, they have to have that offensive line to have that fort that in front of him so that he can be able to pass the ball. So is the offensive line.
Yeah, I piggyback off of basically combining what Mike said and what David said. Controlling the time of possession is huge, and I think they can do that.
Okay. Last but not least, not saying that they will, people, but how do the Washington Commanders go all the way to win the Super Bowl?
Prayer.
Jesus.
I don't know what David's go-to prayer is, but probably that on a loop 24/7. Look, being frisky and winning a divisional round game, I could work my way to saying, hey, they pulled a miracle. A Super Bowl with a rookie? No. I'm just out. I would say alien abduction. I feel like...
Can I get a football term? Any football reason that this happens? They go on that...
Jaden Daniels is simply the best player on the field by a wide margin, doing Mike Vick things or... Kaepernick young things. Okay. Prayer.
David. You leading the prayer?
I'm going to say Brian Robinson Jr., meaning they need someone else to step up outside of Jaden Daniels. Terry McLaurin will get his a little bit deep threat, but they need something else out there.
Prayer.
So it has to be Brian Robinson Jr. other than prayer.
Okay. A combination of prayer, injuries, and luck from the other teams. That's what I have.
That's what I said.
Because I don't have this happening whatsoever.
Take away the Lions' bias.
A rash of turnovers in your favor.
So, outside of the Buffalo Bills, last question, real quick, rapid fire. Outside the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens, of the remaining three games, which game has the best possibility of an upset?
Rams-Eagles.
Yeah, Rams-Eagles for sure.
Yeah, 3 for 3.
All right. That's your playoff. How do they win the Super Bowl blitz?
Prayer.
97-1.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.